This is File 56. This is Jean McMillan. Today's date is June 23rd. I am interviewing Rhonda Rinsland. She's going to talk about Twin Lakes and her swimming coaching and anything else that she wants to talk about. The file number is 55 Cycle 2, and we'll start with the genealogical information. What is your name?
My name is Rhonda Rinsland.
When were you born?
I was born in December on the 5th, 1949, in Long Island, Rockville Center.
Rockville Center?
Rockville Center.
And your parents' names?
My father was Dr. Roger F. Smith, who's a dentist, and my mom was Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, Smith.
Middle name Catherine?
My middle name is Catherine.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Cronin, C-R-O-N-I-N.
Do you have brothers or sisters?
I have two brothers. One is Roger, and the other is Richard.
And how did you come to the area?
My grandmother bought the property over on Twin Lakes in 1922-23 and had a hotel there from the early 20s until 1956-57.
What was the name of the hotel?
Lake Mott Villa.
How many rooms did it have?
Well, the main house had 8 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. Then Grandma built a building that had 36 more bedrooms.
My word.
100 guests.
Wow.
3 meals a day.
Really? How much staff?
That I really don't know. My mom and aunt worked in the office. And I know Grandma hired some local girls to help serve in the dining room. And my grandfather had been the principal at Flushing High School, and he brought a couple of the cafeteria ladies up during the summer to work.
What high school?
He was at Flushing High School.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same name now. But
Flushing, New Jersey?
No, Flushing, Queens.
Oh, Flushing, Queens.
Yes.
Okay. And didn't you say that your uncle, great-uncle, had a hotel as well?
Oh, my grandmother's brother.
Okay.
He owned the Twin Lakes Hotel, which became the Twin Lakes Beach Club.
Ah, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I guess you've been a swimmer all your life.
Yep, self-taught. Which has advantages and disadvantages.
True, true. Now, we're going to start with your career as a swim teacher.
Okay.
Where did you start?
My first job was over at the Canaan Pool, the year the Canaan Pool opened, which was 1968.
Okay.
And I was there until 75. Did 2 summers at Washington Woods, a day camp.
That was a day camp.
It was a day camp, yeah. Right. And this year is my 39th year at Lakeville.
Really? Mm-hmm. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, here at Lakeville, what are the things that you teach? There's different things, I know. You teach swimming.
Well, we teach swimming, and then I coach the swim team. And we have the different levels of swimming, starting with the tiny ones, the parent tots, which the parent has to come, and the children are under 3. Then we have tiny tots, pre-beginners, beginners, advanced beginners, then intermediate swimmers.
And does it go by age or does it go by skill?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
The advanced beginner class is held over in the lanes, and the water there, it's over the children's head. So they have to feel comfortable in deep water. We have lanes and, you know, they can grab it, but if I call it lane of phobia when they have trouble reaching, you know, they're afraid of the really deep water. And you can't see the bottom. It isn't like a pool.
Yeah.
I mean, there are mats down. But it's, you know, they're
it's
looking
scary.
At it. Yeah.
It's scary.
And we have fish in the water.
Yes. Does each level have a certain number of requirements in order to go to the next level?
Yes.
All right.
Like they have to be, one, they have to be able to, you know, put their face in the water, be able to float on their back, jump into water using a PFD. personal flotation device.
Oh, all right.
And there are different skill levels for each one. And then the intermediates, they have to swim for, I think, 20.
We got as far as different skill levels, jumping into the water with what?
Jumping into the water wearing a PFD, which is a personal flotation device, life jacket.
Oh, that's, okay.
There you go.
That's what I mean.
That's the new lingo.
Yeah. Okay. Because you've done this so many years, you sort of can tell when the children are ready to go into the next level.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to do a test or anything.
No, we used to, but we don't. You know.
Yeah, things change.
Right.
Tell me about swim team.
Swim team?
Yes.
We don't have the numbers we used to.
Too many activities?
I think so.
People going away?
Yeah.
Now, that's divided into two different groups.
We do the 10 and under.
Yeah.
And then 11 and up. They can stay till their last year of high school, okay. So generally 11 to 18, and that's generally when we have our lifeguards come over and swim.
I'm going to get to that one.
Hang on.
What are the requirements for the 10 and under?
When we have them in the lanes, mm-hmm. just if they're comfortable swimming in the deep water over their head,
yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And then we'll start them off, you know, with front crawl, back crawl. You know, we generally work on the breaststroke and butterfly with them.
Those would be the harder ones, wouldn't they?
Yeah, it's coordination.
Sure. Getting the hands and the feet to work together.
That's it.
You teach them, first of all, you teach them how to breathe properly.
Correct. Be comfortable in the water.
That's
first. Get in the water, you know, as we wash our hands, wash our face, put water behind our ears, you know, sit in the water, kick and splash, you know, sitting up and then on our stomach. And then we get them on, you know, okay. on their stomach, head to the side, breathe, face down, and blow bubbles. That's the main thing. The little guys, we start that way.
Clever.
And then have them put their head back, you know, and they're on the sand, so they get the feeling of their head being back.
That's clever.
Yeah, try.
That's clever. Small steps so that they don't get scared.
Right.
And then they're very comfortable.
Right. And then we use kickboards and we use the... Do I have my noodles behind me? No. We use the swim noodles. And they can put that under their arm. It's nice and soft and they can paddle on that.
Okay.
And blow bubbles.
All of this paraphernalia I didn't know existed.
There we go. Well, no, we didn't have noodles before. I don't know who invented them. I wish I had.
Now, I'm assuming that the 10 and unders will move up to 11 again as their skills improve.
Right.
Okay.
And you might have an 8-year-old child who's comfortable in the deep water, so we can take over to, you know, the advanced beginner class, depending on how they are in the water.
All right. Do you do competitions?
We do.
How many do you do a year?
I think we have 8.
I think that's what you told me the last time.
We swim against Canaan.
Mm-hmm.
Woodridge Lake.
Ooh.
Down in Goshen.
Yeah.
And Litchfield, the country club at Litchfield. We used to go to Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and we go to Cornwall. We used to go to Sharon, but Sharon doesn't have the numbers. So last year, I think it was the second year, we said to the children in Sharon, if you want to swim competitively, please come over to our practice and then you can be part of the team.
Wonderful.
We had about 4 children last year.
When you have a competition, how long does it last?
It can last 3.5 hours. Technically, there are 60 events.
Really?
Yeah. 8 and under, girls free. 8 and under, boys free. 9, 10, girls free. 9, 10, boys free. So you break it down by girls and boys for the 8 and under, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 18.
Wow.
For all the strokes.
And I'm assuming that swim team is only during the summer, or?
Yes. Well, at the high school,
okay.
It's nice because, you know, the students in the region, when they're at the high school, mm-hmm. swim together. So we have a lot of our swimmers that we'll meet, like from lifeguarding class, you know, may be swimming with us.
Does the high school have a pool?
No, we swim in Hotchkiss.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, in the afternoons, right after school, it's very nice. And And then our meets are there generally on Wednesday nights.
Okay. You also teach lifeguarding.
I teach lifeguarding with Jackie. Jackie Rice.
Yeah.
And we just finished our class. Everybody passed.
Oh, good. You did a good job.
That's good. That's good.
What are the requirements to be a lifeguard?
You have to be in good physical shape.
That helps.
You have to be a good swimmer.
Mm-hmm.
And the knowledge that you'll learn during the class. You have to do, you know, your CPR, AED, basic first aid, and water rescues. And now the lifeguarding has changed from when I started. You use equipment. We have the rescue tubes that you use in the rescues.
Ah. And I'm assuming the age has to be what, 15?
15.
How many did you have in your class this year?
We had 30.
30?
20 were the first-time guards, and then 10 recertified. Because every 2 years you have to recertify, just to keep your skills up. And there's changes sometimes.
Yeah. Is it, do you have to progress from swim team to lifeguard, or can lifeguard be separate from swim team?
Lifeguard's totally separate.
Totally separate, okay.
And then we had a lot of students from the surrounding towns.
Okay.
Some of the guards are from the pool at Falls Village, some of them from Sharon Beach, Cornwall. I don't think we had anybody from Cornwall this year.
Canaan,
yes.
What do you like best to teach?
Little kids.
Good. They're the ones.
I love my older kids, but it's a whole different.
It's a whole different
mindset.
Thing. But if the kids, the little ones, have a good experience to start with,
yeah,
that's so important.
I had one child come over to me and goes, "Lady, are you going to make me jump off that big raft?" I said, "No. Why?" I had a teacher, took me up on the high dive, made me jump into the water. The child was probably about 6.
That's scary.
It is scary.
Oh, God.
Very scary.
Oof.
And some of my students, it took them a while to get used to it, but, you know,
yeah.
I don't think I ever had anybody who never made it. I had one young man, well, he's now married and has a child, and he said, "You were so good and so patient teaching me how to swim."
That's important.
Yeah.
And isn't it nice when they come back and tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Because then you know you've really done a good job.
Right. And sometimes they say, "Oh, this is my old coach." I say, no, I'm your former coach. Let's leave age out of the picture.
I had a child that introduced me to his grandmother. And instead of saying, "This is my old fourth grade teacher," this is my only fourth grade teacher. Loved him.
There you go.
Loved him. Oh, this has been wonderful.
Thank you, Jean.
Thank you so very much.
Yeah, I hope to see you at the Grove during the summer.
Oh, sure.
Come on over and have lunch. Yeah, we could.